Welcome to the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church. We hope our broadcast will bless you.
I want to share just something that has really helped me to understand how Satan works. And last year, I decided to undertake a major project, a doctoral study at Andrews University. And my focus, my area of emphasis will be to help the Adventist Church develop a more holistic approach to the work of Satan, especially in some cultures where the Adventist Church is struggling with its classic approach, where power encounter is not too much emphasized. And I'm looking at how we can include some of the insight Mrs. White shares about how Satan is busy working today and how spiritism will be his last instrument to deceive the whole world. In different countries, secularism is on the rise, but it's also coming, bringing in occult and spiritism. Many video games today, many movies use actual demon names. And I'm studying that area. How Hollywood is bringing into our homes evil spirits so that our children, there was a case recently in one of our academies, a group of Adventist students went through a video game, and at the end of the video game asked them to put a tattoo, and they put a tattoo. And during a week of prayer, spirit started manifesting, and the tattoo started speaking. It might sound superstition, but it's happening. And those kids started having strange voices. So I'm trying to see where science stops with mental, we call it multiple personality disorder, or there are other medical, different medical terms to talk about schizophrenia. But some psychiatrists have said some of their cases were not scientifically meaningful. They were related to spiritual issues. And here, Christ is telling Peter, what is he saying to Peter? Satan has desired to have you, that he may shift you as wheat. And today, Satan is doing the same. Each one of us has been presented. Like for Job, permission has been granted. Some of us will be tempted. Mrs. Webb says, Satan prepares his temptation according to our personality. He adapts its temptation according to our personalities. And I will show you 8 steps Satan can use. And we need assurance, because if Christ was not interceding for us, Satan would have destroyed most of us a long time ago. Some of us will be losing hope because of financial issues. Some, it will be because of tension in our homes, in our families, unstable marriages. Some of us will be strong health issues. What is your case? What is Satan using to really shift you? The word used here in Greek is it's a word that means a lot. It's synyazo. It means I will just share just one main insight. Separate all impurity from it. It means to remove anything dirty. And when you are applying that to shifting of wheat, of cereals, it says when the grain was threshed, it was separated from the calf and dust, the calf and dust by throwing it forward across the wind. And you can see that in Matthew chapter 3, verse 12. So that verse means that some of us will have to be like the wheat. I don't know how to put that in the right meaning for you in English. You know, in our culture, when you want to sift the millet or the rice, you put it in a bag, and you take heavy sticks and you heat it, and after that you put it in a big plate and you throw it up, and the wind will blow the, how do you call it, charm, and the grain will remain. So Mrs. Webb says, when she's talking about sifting, she says it is in close association with the shaking. Mrs. Webb often speaks of sifting in close association with the shaking. And she says, when we'll be approaching the end of time, God will gather from all parts of the earth nations. But before that happens, the remnant will pass through a cleansing process. You can read that in Special Materials, 1888, page 878. And among the end time, among the end time remnant are those who profess to be members of it. But when the final test comes and they face the deception of the dragon, they will be sifted out, and the calf will be separated from the wheat. So I pray that like Peter, we will be beneficiaries of Christ's prayer. So 8 steps Satan uses. I will go quickly through them. And wherever you find yourself, pray about it. First, Satan will transform himself into an angel of light. For some of us, we will be arguing about things that don't have any appearance of evil. No, this is not bad. I don't want to go into detail. May the Holy Spirit help you to understand that. Satan will transform himself in angel of light. Mrs. Webb says it can even come within the church. It can be new theories. It can be new understanding that are not from God, but promoted by some of our leaders. And it will be a test for some of us. 2 Corinthians 11:14. Satan will accuse some of us, always reminding you about your weaknesses, your failures, like he did for the high priest in Zechariah 3, verse 1. He'll be accusing you. And every time that's what comes, and you feel unworthy, he will be accusing you. And that is your weakness. And that's how he's sifting you. For some, it will be taking something precious from you, like in Mark chapter 4, verse 15. And there are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their heart. For some of us, it will be that every time there is a message, an experience, Satan will make sure that that doesn't last. For some of us, it will be real temptation. like it did for Christ in the wilderness, Mark chapter 1, verse 13. When you have a spiritual commitment, when you start decide to fast, to start reading the Bible, and to start a new spiritual life, that's when Satan will make sure that you have your deepest, you will be at your deepest spiritual level, and it will just discourage you. Have you experienced that before? After listening to a good sermon, you say, God, I want to start anew. And something happens just after church, and everything just goes back to square zero. So Satan will be bounding some of us, like in Luke chapter 13, verse 16. And that woman, daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years. And you see that more in third world countries. People under some spell, family spell, generational spell. They can't succeed in marriage. They can't succeed in their businesses. And until you remove that spell from the enemy, they'll never be able to succeed. The sixth thing Satan does, Satan, after those five steps, if we don't do anything, Satan will enter us like he did for Judah. In Luke chapter 22, verse 3, Satan entered Judah, and Judah, who was named Iscariot, went on and betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. And the last thing, when Satan enters you, Satan will fill your heart, like Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5, verse 3, and they lied to Peter. I pray that none of us will be left at that level, because Christ is praying for us. Amen? So, what's happened to Peter? When Christ said that, Peter went and betrayed the Lord. So you have your downs, your falls, but Christ has prayed for us. In John chapter 17, what do we read? Somebody to read that for us. John chapter 17, verse 15. Yes?
Do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil.
You should keep them from the evil one. So Christ told Peter, Satan has requested to shift you, but I'm praying for you. Amen? The Lord has prayed for each one of us, and he's still in his intercessory ministry in the sanctuary. That's what he's doing. And look at, Satan was able to take Simon Peter. He denied, but when the Holy Spirit came back, in Luke chapter 22, he wept bitterly. In Luke chapter 24, he ran into the sepulchre. He was among those that were first to hear about the resurrection of Christ. In Acts chapter 1:15, he stood up in the midst of the disciple and said, he was used mightily to preach, and many people got converted. In Acts chapter 2, verse 14, he lifted his voice and said, "You men of Judea, and all you that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words." And what does he say? Who wants to read the rest? Acts chapter 2, verse 14. Yes, who wants to read? Acts chapter 2, verse 14.
But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and heed my words."
Yeah, the next verse.
"For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day."
Yeah, you know the story. So he had a long sermon, and you know the result, how God used him mightily to advance his kingdom. So that is our hope as we prepare to go to that new project. The Lord has prayed for us. He will provide. He has said he will be providing for means. He has promised protection, and he will be on our side. Mrs. White when she was praying for assurance, she was not asking for assurance of salvation. When you read her, she was asking God to assure her that she will, it says, she begged the angel in the vision to preserve her from undue exaltation when she will relate to other people what God has shown her. So she was praying to be humble as she shares her visions. She needed that assurance. So whatever assurance you need today, I pray that God will grant you that assurance. God bless you. And have a happy Sabbath. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, thank you for your faithfulness. Some of us need assurance for our health. Assurance that we'll be able to lose the weight we need to lose. We'll be able to conquer some of our intemperance. Some of us need assurance that you provide the funds for particular needs. Some of us need assurance that you help us stabilize our marriages. Some of us need assurance that our kids will remain under your care, whatever decision they take. Lord, whatever assurance we need, please grant us that today. And wherever Satan has already been working, we pray that you would give us victory. And may we not lose hope. May we rest upon your promises. And thank you for the Midland Church. And thank you for the wonderful experience we've had together in the past 10 years. And continue to bless them, each family in this church. And continue to provide for them. And bless us this Sabbath day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to the broadcast from the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church at 2420 East Ashman in Midland, Michigan. If you are in the area, we cordially invite you to visit our church Saturday mornings. If you are a distance away, we encourage you to continue visiting our website and weekly podcast at midlandsda.org.